Yeah, I've made out with a guy. What was the question? Oh, you weren't talking?
Welcome back to Locks and Thoughts by Sportsologists. I'm your host, Katie. These are my minions, John and Neil.
Meow.
Hello.
Champions League got underway today.
And the Premier League did not do so hot. Chelsea lost to Valencia 1-0, and Liverpool lost to Napoli 2-0. Rodrigo scored the goal against Chelsea for Valencia, and Merton scored the 82nd minute penalty against Liverpool, and Fernando Llorente added one more in the 92nd minute.
And shocker, Inter Milan tied at home because they don't want to win. Why win your first game? You know, let's just go out and tie.
Lukaku had a few headers, but he just couldn't put them in the back of the net.
Unfortunate, to say the least. Dortmund,
0-0. Yeah, Messi came on as a sub. That was the first time Messi played minutes for Barcelona since the Copa del Rey back in May.
Rust for the goat.
Yep.
You know, natural.
He's a rusty goat. And then for tomorrow, I like Real Madrid plus 0.5, so Real Madrid to win or draw. I like Juventus plus 0.5. And then I like Man City minus 1.5 against Shakhtar. I think Man City is going to be mad after losing to Norwich 3-2. I'm going to do all those for 3 units.
So Tottenham plays some Greek team, looks like in Greece. They're only minus 109 for some god reason, so with no logic, that's just going to be my lock.
It's too good to be true.
Yeah, you know, we'll see. Pochi's trying to figure out what he wants to do with his life. I think he's doing a midlife crisis right now, so maybe a Group 1 win will help settle that ease. PSG-Real Madrid just looks like a shit fest to me.
I like Real Madrid, man. No Mbappe, Draxler, Cavani, or Neymar for PSG.
No Marcelo for Real Madrid and the long laundry list of injuries they have. If I was ever going to bet a draw, that might be the game to do it.
Listen to their top three, though. They have Benzema, Bale, and Hazard up top. That's pretty darn good.
You know, ever since Ronaldo left them with heartbreak, they've made Bale their ex, even though he's still on the team. And I just don't know. I don't like him.
Man City minus 1.5 is my lock, and your lock is Tottenham?
Yeah, God bless the next the people Man City play, because they're going to get bum-rushed.
Okay, now moving on to real football. There seems to be a changing of guard happening in the NFL. Drew Brees injured his thumb, and Big Ben injured his elbow and is out for the year. Maybe most importantly, Eli Manning has been benched for Daniel Jones.
Or just Eli, point two.
He is a mini Eli, but everyone's talking about his preseason stats being so good, but that was versus third and fourth string players, so we're not really going to be able to tell how he's going to do, except versus the Bucks on Sunday, so we'll see.
He had an 85% completion percentage and 2 touchdowns in the preseason.
Yeah.
Well, hey, the players he played against are in Madden too, so, you know.
That's a good point. There are still 9 undefeated teams in the NFL. Try to name them all, Neil, quick.
The Patriots, Chiefs, Packers,
Rams, 49ers,
oh, wow,
Seahawks.
Oh, yeah. After they beat the Panthers.
Cowboys.
49ers, yeah, that's the shocking one.
Bills and Ravens.
The Bills. Well, wait till the Bills beat the Dolphins.
Are the Bills or the 49ers more legit, Neil?
I'm going to go with porn star Jimmy and the 49ers.
He does look good. Did you see Adam Schefter tweeted that Lamar Jackson was the first player with over 270 passing yards and 120 rushing yards in a game? But
did he beat Michael Vick by like 5 rushing yards?
No. Colin Kaepernick had 400 yards and 180 rushing yards one game.
Wow.
So okay. The NFL is just forgetting that Colin Kaepernick exists, I guess.
Hey, we just like to put a blanket over that, or they do at least.
Colin Kaepernick did it in a playoff game. I mean,
Lamar Jackson did it against the Cardinals. So,
so which one's more important? Speaking of Lamar Jackson, he's the top QB in fantasy.
Behind Ryan Tannehill?
And then Dak is after him, then Mahomes, and then Tom Brady. Guess who's fifth in fantasy?
I'm going to go with Dak Prescott.
Case Keenum. And who's the top running back?
Josh Jacobs.
Austin Eckler.
From the Chargers?
Yeah. Melvin Gordon, they're not missing him, it seems.
Yeah, Melvin Gordon is in his back of his mind was like, mistakes were made.
Yeah, Dak's making money, and Melvin Gordon's losing money, it seems.
Melvin Gordon thought he was invited to the Le'Veon Bell party, but I guess that was not him. That was not included.
The top wideout is John Ross, and then Sammy Watkins, and then Hollywood Brown, then Emmanuel Sanders, and then DJ Shark. What a weird top five.
Yeah.
And then my Panthers kicker, Joey Sly from Virginia Tech, is the top kicker.
He had 2 50-yarders. Like, that's just casual, just straight down the middle.
The Panthers are paying Graham Gano $3.7 million this year to not kick for them.
Must be nice. Not have a job either, though, which is even probably cooler getting paid that much.
Yeah. Ha-ha Clinton Dix, a safety that the Panthers could use.
Second ha.
He's getting paid less than Graham Gano.
You hate to see it.
And then, speaking of safeties, the Dolphins traded for Minka Fitzpatrick. They traded him away.
Yeah, you know, today was the first day I took a nap and woke up, and no one was traded on the Dolphins today. So that's one of one.
But getting the Steelers' first-round pick is probably pretty good. That's a good trade if I'm a Dolphins fan.
That's hilarious that they're the team that did it. To me, it's like, if you don't want to be on the Dolphins when we're like 4-12 next year, then just get out of town right now.
So
five first-rounders in the next 2 years.
That's pretty good. So you're a tank for Tua fan?
I'm a tank for Trevor. So we got one more year. We're going to just, you know, get some pieces in the draft, maybe some offensive line, then tank again next year, and then we'll get Trevor.
The Panthers might be tanking for Trevor next year if can.
Well, as long as we have Fitzpatrick is not bound by the mortal laws of passes to completions. Like, no, as long as his passes go to someone, doesn't matter if it's his team or the other team, that's like a fucking win in his mind.
9 Dolphins caught passes last week. Can you
all for like probably less than 10 yards.
Can you name just 5 of the Dolphins players that caught passes?
Preston Williams, Gesicki, Mr. 40-inch vertical, Bellage, Drake.
That's pretty. You're missing Allen Hurns.
Allen Hurns, that fat fuck. God.
Nick O'Leary, did you say him?
No. He went to Florida State, that tight end, right?
Yeah, he did. Kenyon Drake.
Is that him?
Mark Walton,
that's right. He's a third string running back.
Jakeem Grant.
Mr. 5'9".
Durham Smith. Smythe.
Yeah, never heard of him.
Durham, yeah. Devontae Parker had 7 targets, but no catches.
That's the one thing I did saw is like they still can't catch. I should probably go to church more.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Locks and Thoughts by Sportsologists. Stay tuned for Friday's extended episode. Follow the website sportsologist.com. That's sportsologists. And also on Instagram @sportsologist. Thank you.